are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
Welcome back. Last week we had a great show. Got a lot of feedback on it. I'm glad everybody enjoyed it as much as they did. Keep the comments coming and keep the likes coming, and let me know if there's anything that I play that you need to know more information about, or sometimes I'll miss a B-side of something and it'll get pointed out to me that the flip side of that record is really good too. So I like to hear those kinds of comments as well. I'm glad everybody is doing well. I've heard nothing but healthy reports from my listeners, so I'm happy about that. And I hope all of you are staying safe, especially if you're out and involved in the Black Lives Matter demonstrations. I think it's so important to stand up, and I'm so proud of everybody who's out there doing that. Just stay safe. But now, if you're in your headphones or you're at home chilling out, maybe you're in the kitchen making dinner, enjoy the music, turn it up, and just have a great time.
Right on out to the street. They swung from north, they swung from south. Brown cut that black cigar right out of his mouth. Beat at the ground, yell and scream. Went to Constance and had a leisure scene. Now if you ever down on the corner,
yeah.
Started out with some serious R&B from Ike and Tina Turner and the Ikettes. In fact, Tina at one point says, "Yes, Etts," referring to the Ikettes. Nice back and forth dialogue there. Track's called Tina's Dilemma. It's on the Sue label. Followed that up with the Olympics. Big Boy Pete is the name of the track. It's on the RV label. I love that early Olympics gritty R&B. Finished everything off with the Marquees, their instrumental version of Rufus Thomas's Philly Dog. The Marquees would have actually been the horn section for the recordings that Rufus Thomas did at Stax Studios. That was on the Stax label before the crash that killed half the band and Otis Redding.
We'll be right back.
the web, but I don't care. I'm bound by love, I can't go nowhere. Ah, even my heart is like a cloud, as quiet as it is, it's crying out loud. And I'm all tied up in a knot, but what a joy it is to be bound by love. My baby, my heart is bursting, and love is everywhere. And I walk in the days with my head in the air, surrounded by beauty and lots of spice. I'm bound by love, and it's paradise. And I'm all tied up in a knot. Wow, what a joy it is to be bound by love. Wow, baby, you know I'm as happy as a lark, singing in the spring, and I can hear bells, oh, before they ring. I'm in love with a girl, and I'm locked up so tight, and I know this is love, it must be all right. Whoa, I pity the man who fails to see, oh, what a joy it is to be like me. Now, unlucky you are. She makes me look up above, and I see
everyone in town in love. Tonight I have to pack and go. I have to run while it's gone.
Do a shout out to my man Brent at Old Gold Vintage Vinyl on Osborne Street in the Village in Winnipeg. They're open regular hours now, so make sure you get down there. He's expanding all the time, more and more records there. He actually just put out a box of pretty amazing 45s, so if you get a chance, get down there. But he's been supplying me with some really amazing records, and I can't say thank you enough. So starting off there, Dave Baby Cortez. Track's called Popping Popcorn on the Epic label. Followed that up with Bobby Hebb, Bound by Love. It's a great double-sider. I'll play the second side next week. It's on the Philips label. And then The Platters on the Entree label, the only record they cut with Entree. It was right after they left Mercury Records and right before they went to MusiCore. They changed their sound, changed their focus on their audience. And this is a step in that direction. I'd say all the records they did on MusiCore were all perfect soul, but they started out really as a doo-wop act. This track is called Run While It's Dark, and dark is the subject matter about murdering somebody and having to disappear in the middle of the night. And for this record, they call themselves the Platters 65.
Through. Oh, there'll be a hole about 6 feet deep. Oh, you baby, you will take your sleep into a coffin and a down you'll go. Well, you will stay there, sleet or snow. Over you. Oh, 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 I said over you. Oh, over you, pretty baby, I ever hear you say we're through. Dressed in black. Yeah, oh, baby, they'll be putting you away. Pretty mama, they'll be grieving that day. Over you. It's gonna be all over you. Whoa. Over you, pretty baby, I ever hear you say we're through. Whoa, I'm gonna have to kill you, baby. Tell me that's what I'll do. What I'll do. Whoa, baby, if I ever hear you say we're through. Way. I'm gonna kill you, baby. No, never what I do. What I do. Oh, baby. If I ever hear you say we're through. Ow!
Talking of dark subject matter, Over You, the song at the top there by Paul Revere and the Raiders, is pretty dark. There was a bit of a trend in lyrics that if you took all the music away from it, would just sound like a threat. And this song is no different. It literally says, if you do anything to upset me, I'm gonna kill you. And it describes the funeral and everything. I mean, even the Beatles had a song called Run For Your Life, which had exactly the same message. That one was on the Columbia label. It has a wonderful instrumental flip that I'll play later on in the show this week. Followed that with the Great Scots. I know, the Great Scots, I just played them. So weird when you come across somebody that you've never heard of before, and then you end up finding two or three of their records in a row. This one's called That's My Girl, Rotten to the Core. Total punk. That's on the Epic label. Finished everything off with the Bo Brummels. The track's called Fine With Me. It's on the Warner Brothers label.
Long past Sally, you know she did the dirt. She worked out.
From the heart of Canada, you are listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
Okay, yes, there does seem to be a little bit of a trend towards the idea of killing and death. So far, totally unintentional. But in this case, the song's about a guy who is a real killer on the dance floor. And the song is absolutely killer. It's by Jerry Fuller, and it's on the Challenge label. Followed that up with a track that only came out on this Out of Sight Revolote repressing. It's JJ Barnes. The track's called Hole in the Wall. It was played back in the day, but I don't know how it was played, on what format they played it on in the Northern Soul venues in England. And I followed that up with Little Jeannie Brooks, James Brown Boogaloo on the Carol label.
Yeah.
Now, Elvis Presley is a rock and roller. We all know it. But for some reason, in a roundabout way, he ended up having a couple of songs that were Northern Soul. Last week, I played A Little Less Conversation, which has a very funky drum beat to it. I wouldn't call it Northern Soul, but I would definitely call this track, Let Yourself Go, from the MGM picture Speedway, a Northern Soul track. In fact, there's a few YouTube videos of people Northern Soul dancing to that track, and I've heard it played out a few times. I played the other side of that J.J. Barnes Revolote release on Out of Sight. Even though it did have its own release on the Revolote label, it's a re-recording of Our Love is in the Pocket, which Daryl Banks also put out on the Revolote label. I do prefer Daryl Banks' version, and I have the original of that, but it's really interesting to hear the same musicians and backup singers singing the same song with a different lead vocalist. Finished that set with Marsha Brody, The Right Combination on the Hot Shot label.
Yes, sir.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, with a track taken from the film Ferry Cross the Mersey, It's Gonna Be Alright, on the Capitol label. A real rocker, not as Mersey beat as most of their stuff. Followed that with The Sun Rays, When You're Not Here, on Tower. And then I played the flip side of the Paul Revere and the Raiders tracks called Swim, brilliant instrumental on Columbia.
And double-breasted suits, but I shake them loose while I'm out on the floor. I can't rest, I've got to be the best. Keep the girls impressed and begging me for more.
Dancing master.
There's a little girl who's always by my
dancing
side.
Okay, yeah, we went up into the 70s there a little bit. Starting with David Ruffin in the 70s, he tried to keep his career going after he had left the Temptations, did some wonderful solo stuff. This track's called No Matter Where, of course on the Motown label. Followed that with The Bandwagon, a track called Dancin' Master on the Epic label. And then a sizzling track by Foxy, It's called Call Me Later on the Double Shot label. I'm going to leave you off with a little bit of adult contemporary big band trying to be cool, hip to the, what the kids are into in 65, 66. The Twist. This one's called Everybody Twist, and it's on the Capitol label.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.